witness to the storm, give us a call. Let us know. I don't know what happened to the top of the hour break. It looks like we should be finished, and I'm still on the air. No bumper music. There it is. There it is. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your farm's ammunition never, ever give a chance. Please do a fun, safe, fucking day. God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, September 13th, 9:13. Beware. 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and a wild and dystopic ride it continues to remain. Unfortunately, you know, I wish that we lived in an America where there was really no need for this broadcast. Maybe not even for this network. Wouldn't that be nice? But unfortunately, things are strange. Bad guys continue to do bad things. A thought crossed my mind on September 11th, Tuesday, this week, and I reiterated it in some remarks on the National Intel Report yesterday, which I thought was a fantastic broadcast. And I agree with John Stadmiller entirely, which I said yesterday. But the thought crossed my mind, and I couldn't recall it yesterday. It is this. I think that there are people, you know, you have the Maxine Waters, the Nancy Pelosi's, they are textbook hysterical attention-seeking psychopaths, as Alan Watt has so amply put it. And there is a psychopathic hubris about them that makes it difficult to imagine that they would get the point when Americans say, okay, it's time to vacate your seats, because clearly what you're doing is these are treasonable offenses. And if you want to keep your head, maybe you should let go of your seat. But there is another level of hubris and psychopathy above that. And to me, it's the, you know, the archetypal figure is William Bill the Butcher Cutting, Daniel Day-Lewis's character from Gangs in New York. If you've seen Gangs in New York, you know what I'm talking about. These ruthless, shrewd, cunning people who would kill you just as soon as look at you. And they're only just because they feign civility to get along in society does not mean that they're any less ruthless and cunning and shrewd. And I think we see more and more of these people paraded in front of the television. And, you know, again, I mentioned it yesterday, the, you know, books like Philip Zimbardo's Lucifer Effect is a good example. And as I said at the toward the end of yesterday's broadcast, the Lucifer Effect really kind of summarizes how good people are conscripted to evil, I would say. And that's certainly what we're dealing with here in America. It's being normalized. When you see, you know, retired generals and CIA analysts and intel people and former special forces, and that's all you see when an alleged question arises about foreign policy, for example, what we're doing here, what we're doing there. When we hear from Zionist neocon and neoliberal warmongering shills, basically, who've been long conscripted to and bent toward evil, really, because that's what it is, then it's not surprising when the rest of the country is just sort of marinating in that ideology that people get bent in that direction. And there are other books, you know, Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men, Reserve Police Battalion 101, and The Final Solution in Poland is another extreme example. I mentioned some of Daniel Jonah Goldhagen's books in the the Death Cult Ideology series that I did back in March and April, I want to say, at least. Might have started before that. I think it started in late February and went through March and into April. But, you know, those are some of the books. They thought there were – here are some that I mentioned as I was going through that series. On Thursday, March 15th, I mentioned a few. They thought they were free, the Germans, 1933 to 45, published in 55 by Milton Mayer. It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis. Death by Government by R.J. Rummel. The Impact of Science on Society by Bertrand Russell, of course. It's one that I mention often. If you read The Impact of Science on Society, you will see that just about everything in America has been comported to the model of a totalitarian regime that Bertrand Russell was so giddy about, I would say. So The Lucifer Effect by Philip Zimbardo is another. The Gulag Archipelago, obviously, by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Pedagogy of the Oppressed, and I always say minus the Marxist so-called solution by Paulo Freire. Hayek's Road to Serfdom is another one I mention often. Naomi Wolf's The End of America, a warning to a young patriot. Those are important books. But again, Band of Brothers, E Company, 506 Regiment, 101st Airborne from Normandy to Hitler's Eagle's Nest. That was by Stephen Ambrose. And again, Ordinary Men, Reserve Police Battalion 101 and the Final Solution in Poland. That's by Christopher Browning. And that was, as I mentioned back then, that was the sort of – that was the centerpiece of source material for Daniel Jonah Goldhagen's Hitler's Willing Executioners, Ordinary Germans in the Holocaust, which was published in 1996. People were critical. I don't like Daniel Jonah Goldhagen. I said, okay, that's fine, but read some of his later stuff. And everybody that was critical said, I haven't yet. So, you know, I would still encourage you to read the later stuff. Worse Than War, Genocide Eliminationism, which was a key word in the Death Cult series. Worse Than War, Genocide, Eliminationism, and the Ongoing Assault on Humanity, published in 2009, again by Daniel Jonah Goldhagen. And then there was that documentary, Genocide, Worse Than War, based on the material in the book. So, and you can still see the full documentary, Genocide, Worse Than War, on YouTube. And so, you know, if you can stomach it, I encourage folks to look it up. By the way, do you have your copy of The Minds of Men from True Stream Media? I'm waiting on a copy. I ordered a copy last week, finally. I'm looking forward to receiving that. So this is all horrifying stuff. But you know what? If we're not willing to confront the truth, then we might as well just hang it up. There are others. Edwin Black's book, Eugenics and America's Campaign to Create a Master Race, published back in 2003. It was updated in 2012. And of course, you know, he has several other books that would fall into the same genre, if you will, Edwin Black, that is. So those are just a few of the books. There are many, but eliminationism is a key word, a key term that Daniel Jonah Goldhagen uses, and I think it's apropos. And these folks who are fashioned in the likeness of William Bill the Butcher Cutting, again, Daniel Day-Lewis's character from Gangs of New York, are people who are bent on nothing less than the complete and total subjugation of every man, woman, and child on the planet. And that's just a starting point. It's pretty clear, regardless of what we're told, that, you know, that's the goal. We used to be able to buy into the notion that, you know, technology and innovation and these companies that exist were for your benefit, my benefit. We that was where we got the concept of the customer is always right, and your business exists to serve your customers. If you don't do that, then your business doesn't exist. Now, because of all of the shenanigans, the hijinks, the malfeasance that's gone on for over 100 years now specifically, you have all of these, just this network, this labyrinth of laundering operations, and really just an evil operation that not just continues, but gains momentum unabated. There's really no break on it, no friction, it seems. Every time something arises, you know, again, Daphne Caruana Galizia comes to mind, or Michael Hastings most recently. Anytime something arises, the Panama Papers, for example, which to me is the potential expose on the laundering operations, perhaps most notably of the CIA. Here are the laundering operations. Here are the Albert Hakims involved and all of the other front people and groups, all of the mules. And, you know, we can't have that exposed, can we? So I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. If the Federal Reserve went away, and when people go through, how many books have been written on this? G. Edward Griffin's Creature from Jekyll Island is perhaps the most famous. Anthony Sutton wrote a book of a similar nature. Eustace Mullins, before there was Griffin's Creature from Jekyll Island, Eustace Mullins wrote Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Ralph Epperson, in his book, has a chapter on the Federal Reserve, and in the there is a lead up to that chapter, and he details the history of intrigue and deception and murder that was a repeat history of folks who were causing problems in America in the effort of creating a lock on a central bank. And that was from the very outset of this country. And it's so much worse than even bad guys envisioned back then, now. But the point is, if we didn't have that organization, we wouldn't have all of this other malfeasance. And they knew that. That's why they had to create that.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. So, back on March 15th of this year, 2018, I mentioned all of these things, you know, these books, genocide, the documentary Genocide Worse Than War, all of the books that I mentioned, you know, the concept of eliminationism and, you know, the various means, the way that Daniel Jonah Goldhagen put it was, you know, it's difficult to argue that that is very well articulated. According to Wikipedia, eliminationism is the belief that one's political opponents are a cancer on the body politic that must be excised either by separation from the public at large through censorship or by outright extermination in order to protect the purity of the nation. And that is a term coined again by Daniel Jonah Goldhagen. And so, you know, I mentioned some of the sort of peripheral issues here. Rudolf Hess, remember, who said National Socialism is nothing but applied biology. In other words, eugenics, genocide, democide, eliminationism. And it's funny today that, you know, you have certain folks that subscribe to an unbalanced ideological bent and they call other people Nazis when they are more ideologically aligned with those folks than they're more ideologically aligned with the, you know, folks they would call National Socialists. Excuse me, they're more aligned with the folks that, I guess maybe a better way to say that is they're more aligned than the folks they're accusing. They're more aligned with that ideology and the historical adherence than the folks they're accusing, if that makes sense. So that's the irony. And then, you know, I mentioned Jordan Peterson's remarks. anyway, this is what we're dealing with. I don't understand. I don't know how to make it any more clear, I guess, than to say this again. This is the ideological bent that we're dealing with in America today. It's people don't realize how serious of an issue this really is, and that's tragically unfortunate, I think. So, you know, everywhere you look, I've tried to attack this from different angles. There's the corporate issue, corporatism, you know, like Aaron and Melissa Dykes intimated in their one of their most recent videos. You have guys like Sean Parker saying, you know, we have access because we are the super elite. We have access to better health care than most people. I'm paraphrasing. But just imagine, you know, he said, I'll be one of the overlords that lives to be 160 years old. Again, I'm paraphrasing. And so imagine with the concept, you know, the things that Warren Buffett has said in the concept of compound interest. Imagine how super rich we'll be if we live that long. You know, you double a penny for 30 days, what do you have in 30 days? It's that sort of concept. So if you double $1 million for 30 years, what do you have? Or you double, $1 million 30 times every 7 years is not unrealistic. And these people are creating systems, corporations, for example, that allow the malfeasance to continue on in perpetuity. And we were warned about that. You know, again, Jefferson's letter to Madison in 1789, the quote that Lincoln allegedly said about corporations that has been summarily dismissed by historians, I would say, which is kind of interesting. But you have these echoes from history that bad guys are going to try to create corporations so that these bad ideas can persist in perpetuity, when guys like Jefferson say about every 19 or 20 years or so, we need to re-examine. And again, the Bible has the concept of a year of Jubilee, which is essentially the same sort of.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health,
more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, September 13th, 2018, excuse me. So these miscreants and malcontents, not content just to leave you and I alone, you know, in the fashion of William Bill the Butcher Cutting, again, Daniel Day-Lewis's character from Gangs of New York, they're not as bold, though, and brazen. They're more cowardly because they won't do anything themselves. They'd rather create funny money out of thin air and pay someone a little bit to do something that they're not brave enough, that they're too cowardly to do on their own. And then they laugh the whole time they're doing it. So there are, in Ralph Epperson's book, The Unseen Hand, in particular, chapter 12, The American Revolution, chapter 13, The Rothschild Family, chapter 14, The Monroe Doctrine, and chapter 15, The Civil War, all really, to me, there is a common and recurrent theme of this central bank, that bad guys constantly creating problems to try to install this central bank and, you know, a world government. Basically, we have all these wars and conflict, and we need this one body to be able to unite the world, blah, 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 which all lead up to chapter 16, the Federal Reserve. And it's interesting, you know, just kind of the way the chapters read, but this central bank issue is a common and recurrent theme. And so when you really start to step back and take stock, again, here, this is a fact. You know, the St. Louis Federal Reserve actually admits on their own website, who owns the Federal Reserve banks, in plain English. It doesn't get any plainer than this. The Federal Reserve banks are not a part of the federal government, but they exist because of an act of Congress. Well, that's not good, because that means it's a private monopoly on specie, on a fiat currency, fiat in French, as I say, because I say it has value, because I say it has purchasing power. It actually has no value at this point. Redeemable only for like perpetual debt slavery. The 14th Amendment, Section 4, says that we are prohibited from questioning the debt. Section 4 reads, the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services and suppression and suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned. But neither the United States nor any state shall pay, shall assume or pay any debt or obligation incurred in aid of insurrection or rebellion against the United States or claim, and et cetera, emancipation of any slave. People will say, well, that, you know, that has to do with, the Reconstruction and coming out of the Civil War. I mean, there were reparations the North was seeking, and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, if we want to pretend that's the issue at hand, why an amendment? Why not just a law that expired in 20 or so years? Why an amendment? And the question is even more prescient when you consider the installation, the imposition of a central bank, so-called, a private monopoly on currency. The validity of the public debt shall not be questioned. What does that have to do with the Civil War, the Reconstruction, et cetera, et cetera? I ask rhetorically. So anyway, bad guys tried for a long time. You know, there's the first central bank, the second central bank, United States, and it was a charter that was issued for a short period of time, but still we languished under it. And it used to be 20 years. This thing in 1913 now seems to install the central bank in perpetuity, which is, I mean, look what's happened. It is a fact of history that that organization has eviscerated the actual dollar to the point that it's lost about 90, I think it's 97 or 98% of its purchasing power now, its value, the real dollar. And so what good has this institution served? Meanwhile, it is responsible for proliferating currency and that has been used to create all kinds of organizations and fund activities that are inimical to our own interests here at home. So in simple terms, this organization should go away. There are other books, some other books I was thinking about after yesterday's broadcast. That sort of touch on this issue, I would say. I talked about Chris Bullen's books, Solving 9/11 and The War on Terror. Jonathan Quitney, The Crimes of Patriots, A True Tale of Dope, Dirty Money and the CIA, speaking of all of this nonsense, that's a fantastic book. Without Smoking Gun was the death of Lieutenant Commander William Pitzer, part of the JFK assassin cover-up conspiracy. That's another interesting one. This is, you know, a subject that was discussed. The Inslaw Promise scandal was a subject discussed at length on this network 10 years or so ago around the, you know, Obama cult of personality. And speaking of the Obama cult of personality and Chris Bolin, he has a section on his website, bolin.com, who is Barack Obama, I want to say, which is an interesting, who is Barack Obama? He wrote an article that's in that section titled, where is it? He wrote numerous, but so back in April of 2009, April 21st, 2009, he wrote an article titled Obama and the Jews. And he wrote to understand Obama's devotion to Jewish and Zionist, particularly because remember, I mean, that to me is the issue. Remember, Joe Biden reminded us that you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. Who was the caller that called into the National Intel Report yesterday and said, the only thing I fear more than a Zionist is a Christian Zionist, I think, or something along those lines. So to understand Obama's devotion to Jewish and Zionist causes, it is essential to understand what the Zionist elite of Chicago and the United States have known for 17 years. Jews made him. And that was from the Jewish, Chicago Jewish News back in October of 2008. And so Abner Mikva, former congressman from Chicago and counsel to President Clinton, said, he was quoted as saying, I think when this is all over, people are going to look back and say Barack Obama is the first Jewish president. And what's happening? The Zionist interests in the Trump White House is interesting too. Anyway, skipping ahead, the Promise Inslaw scandal was something that was discussed at length on this network, and Danny Casolaro's work in particular. But then there was there were books like Sherry Seymour's The Last Circle, Danny Casolaro's investigation into the Octopus and the Promise software scandal. And so for those who may not recall from the Amazon book description, probing one of the most organized and complex criminal enterprises in the United States, this report exposes the dynamics of the Octopus, a globe-trotting undercover intelligence operative. Based on 18 years of investigative research, this account reveals high-level covert government operations and the elaborate corporate structures and the theft of high-tech software. Promise. Used as smoke and mirror covers for narcotics trafficking, money laundering, arms sales, and espionage. The Octopus connections to a maze of politicians and officials in the National Security Council, the CIA, the FBI, and the U.S. Department of Justice are revealed. A detailed look into the recent high-profile arrest of mafia hitman Jimmy Hughes is also included in this intriguing analysis. So it's exactly what we've been told in history. It's exactly what the protocols, the Zionist protocols, as I call them, tell us. You know, are they real? I don't know. Alexander, as Henry Mackow reminds us, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said they exhibit the mark of genius. So, you know, the mark of genius in an allegedly spurious or fraudulent document. I think they're intended to be an admission and a sort of outing, you know, the open conspiracy, but an element of misdirection as well. And you always have to ask, who is reporting to whom? You know, the Balfour Declaration is for instance, particularly telling in that sense. So that was an interesting book published back in 2010. And, you know, Danny Castellaro is one of the folks that history has all but forgotten in his efforts to uncover this conspiracy. Ken Thomas and Jim Keith wrote a book, The Octopus, Secret Government and the Death of Danny Castellaro. That was another one. The Oil Card, Global Economic Warfare in the 21st Century by James Norman. That's another one. Vicious Circles, The Mafia's Control of the American Marketplace, Food, Clothing, Transportation, Finance. That's another Jonathan Quitney must read. That was an earlier book before he really, I think that was 79, I want to say, before, I think, you know, then he was on to bigger and better things with the other two books, The Crimes of Patriots, A True Tale of Doping, Dirty Money and the CIA, and then, of course, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World. It's all basically the same subject matter, though. So Vicious Circles, published in 1979 by Jonathan Quitney, The Mafia's Control of the American Marketplace, Food, Clothing, Transportation, and Finance. It's all the same, you know. So when the public-private partnership doesn't work out or it needs a little bit of help, you know, you have elements of organized crime like the mafia involved in herding sheep, basically, is what it amounts to. And again, all of this relies on central banking to really pick up to get ahead of steam. You know, some of the citations that I mentioned are based on some of the books that we mentioned yesterday. You know, Fred in Michigan mentioned Expendable Elite, One Soldier's Journey into Covert Warfare by Daniel Marvin. U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin. And, you know, he also, I always mention Betrayed, which is, I think, another one of those essential reading sorts of books. Betrayed, the Shocking True Story of Extortion 17, as told by a Navy SEAL's father. That's Billy Vaughn. And so the story of Extortion 17 and Operation Lefty Groove. And so, you know, again, that sort of folds into the should you join the military discussion. Those are a couple more books that should probably make the list. Betrayed and Expendable Elite. And we just keep, you know, that all of that information keeps getting drowned out. And we keep forgetting. We keep forgetting. On Saturday at the conference, the Ship That Won't Sink conference, and what is it today? And I was thinking about playing a clip. Maybe we should still do that. John Stadmiller had some interesting remarks, and it even mentions in the description, toward the end of the talk, he says, people with the knowledge are dying and not being replaced. I've tried to mention some of those folks, particularly recently, and we would do well. And, you know, Santayana's warning, I keep circling back and trying to encourage us all not to forget. If there's anything we shouldn't forget in this 9/11 season, it's those folks you tried to warn. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AirOutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back.
Please remember, I still want you.
So, you know, you see this stuff all over the place. The stories recommended by Pocket. He saw our darkness over at bittersoutherner.com. Wait, that's Johnny Cash on a U2 album? The crisp, deep baritone was unmistakable. Blah, blah, blah. The New Yorker, What Termites Can Teach Us. That was an article recently published. I keep seeing these articles recommended by Pocket, and each one is propaganda to basically, again, it's like it's lifted out of the pages of Philip Zimbardo's Lucifer Effect. You too can be an evil minion. You can't be an evil dictator because, you know, that's what evil dictators want to be. But you can be an evil minion, and it's cool. But it's not. You know, hopefully in the second hour, maybe we can play a clip of John's talk on Saturday, because I think it's important. Again, you know, very, very prescient. And that excerpt around 45 minutes or so, you know, people with the knowledge are dying and not being replaced. And we're forgetting. Be one thing if we had, you know, maybe they weren't replaced. There are some people who are irreplaceable, I think, that we've lost along the way. Number of folks come to mind, probably to yours as well. Be one thing to lose someone who's irreplaceable and not forget. You know, we're encouraged, never forget. September 11, never forget. And I think James Corbett is right. Never forget what? What do we mean when we're encouraged to never forget? You know, he has that image, you know, the article that he published on September 9th. Never forget what the deep state wants you to remember about 9/11. And so he opens, never forget. This is the mantra that is repeated in the wake of every major false flag, every psychologically traumatizing incident, every staged synthetic terror event, I would say, that the deep state wishes to become a rallying cry for their next agenda item. And it's difficult for the rest of us to understand because we don't have that same level of psychopathy, that hubris, where you plan to do bad things so that you can encourage people to – you don't want to stage some kind of synthetic terror event so that you can invoke the strategy of tension so that you can control people through fear. You don't think that way. I don't think that way. And, I mean, it's – to me, it's anathema to even try to conceptualize these sorts of plans, the stratagem, if you will. I mean, it just, my mind won't go there, so to speak. It's like magnetic polarity. My mind is repelled by the concept. Yours probably is too. So it's difficult to conceptualize and to get inside the minds of bad guys, so to speak, when it comes to these kinds of concepts.